Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thankful, grateful, and as always, so very blessed to be with you this morning as we move forward through the Word of God. And all I can say is, always, it is a great word this morning as we move forward. You know, we will be in Psalms, Proverbs, and Revelations today. And all I can say is, be ready, because it is a word. And you know what God put on my heart when I was writing the title for this morning is, Praise the Lord and Never Give Up on Him. Can y'all say it with me? I will praise the Lord and never give up on Him, because God never gives up on us in our good, in our bad, in our downright ugly. Y'all hear me say it all the time. He never gives up on us. As we get ready to go through Revelations today, know that even in the worst of times, God does not give up on us. He gives so many times for repentance. And we just need to repent and ask forgiveness. So praise the Lord even when you're going through. Praise Him in the good. Praise Him in the bad. Praise Him in the ugly. Father God in heaven, I praise You this morning. Thankful, grateful, and blessed that You gave us Your loving Son, that You gave us hope in the future, that You gave us everything we need and more than we could ever ask or think. Father God, I ask You to watch over this nation and this world, Lord God. I pray for the family of Bishop Desmond Tutu, who passed away this morning and is in Your loving arms, oh God. For Your word says that from the body is in the presence of the Lord. So I pray, Lord, today for the Tutu family. I pray today for the residents of South Africa who are in bereavement and mourning for such a great and awesome man of God, who was a huge part of the ending of apartheid in their nation. And Lord God, I know that he is resting and happy in Your love and in Your arms. For Lord God, You gave him an assignment, and he did it. And he did it very well. So Father God, I bless the soul and heart and mind and spirit of Bishop Tutu. Thank You for, Lord God, because he gave us inspiration and faith that even in the ugly, You are there. Even in the bad, You are there. And that it is You that brings about the good. So, Father God, I thank You again today and ask You to please watch over and bless bereaved families, oh God, as they get ready to bury those that they love and to celebrate those that they love. Father God, I pray this day for Your grace and Your mercy, for all the things that can only come from You. Lord God, I lift up this word this morning. I lift up my voice this morning. I give it all to You, Lord God, knowing that You are in charge, oh Lord, and that all things that need to be said, everything through clear. But Lord God, I ask You to increase as I decrease. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my humble heart be acceptable in Your holy and redeeming sight. In Jesus' name, Father God, I pray You, my strength and redeemer, asking You, Lord God, to guide this lesson that we will have clarity and understanding. For we know we are living in the last evil days. And Lord God, we know that one day Your Son is coming back. that we will go through tribulation unless you call us on first. So, Father God, I ask you to cover your children from the crowns of our heads to the soles of our feet. Mark us with your mark, O Lord, and repel the mark of the beast. In the name of Christ Jesus, Lord, we pray salvation over this world, that those that need to be saved will be saved. Those that want to be saved will be saved. Those that desire to be saved will be saved. And Lord God, we pray for all the rest. In Jesus' name we pray, lifting up your name, Father God, Jehovah, Yah, I am the Holy One who created heaven and earth and all therein. Thank you, Father God, for your love, for your goodness and your mercy toward all of us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Giving honor to the Most High God, who is the source of my strength and the strength of my life. And this word is going forth this morning. Hallelujah. I thank those that were able to listen on yesterday as we did a Christmas message from Isaiah and Luke. Thank you so very much, family, for listening. It was an awesome and joyous occasion to know that our Savior was born. Hallelujah. And we thank God for that love that only He can give. So again, thank you all for listening in this morning as we move forward through the Word of God. And this morning we will be coming out of Psalms 147 and I believe 148, some parts of it. Proverbs 30:18-19 and Revelations 14:15-16 this morning. So Psalms 147, Proverbs 30, and I believe verses 18 through 23. And Psalms 147, again, Revelation 14:15-16. And Lord, I ask you again, give me a voice to speak and understanding of your word in Jesus' name. And as we go forth, it says this, Psalms 147, starting at verse 1. Praise the Lord. And that's the title of our lesson this morning. Praise the Lord and never give up on him. We can't give up on God because he won't give up on us. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, for it is to sing praises to our God. For it is pleasant and praise is beautiful. The Lord builds up Jerusalem. He gathers together the outcasts of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. He counts the number of the stars. He calls them all by name. Great is our God and mighty in power. His understanding is infinite. The Lord lifts up the humble. He casts the wicked down to the ground. Hallelujah. Woo, can you say it? He casts the wicked to the ground. Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. Sing praises on the harp to our God, who covers the heavens with clouds, who prepares rain for the earth, who makes grass to grow on the mountains. He gives to the beast its food and to the young ravens that cry. He does not delight in the strength of the horse. He takes no pleasure in the legs of a man. The Lord takes pleasure in those who fear him, in those who hope in his mercy. Hallelujah. I hope in your mercy today, O Lord. For I will never give up on you, Lord, for you have never given up on me. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion, for he has strengthened the bars of your gates. He has blessed your children within you. He makes peace in your borders and fills you with the finest wheat. He sends out his command to the earth. His words run very swiftly. He gives snow like wool, out his hail like morsels. Who can stand before his cold? He sends out his word and melts them. He causes his wind to blow and the waters flow. He declares his word to Jacob, his statutes and his judgments to Israel. He has not dealt thus with any nation, and as for his judgments, they have not known them. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord in supplication. Praise the Lord in hope in the future. Praise the Lord, for he is good. Hallelujah. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Praise him this morning, y'all. Praise the Lord. Proverbs chapter 30, starting at verse 18. And it says, there are three things which are too wonderful for me. Yes, four which I do not understand. The way of an eagle in the air. The way of a serpent on a rock. The way of a ship in the midst of the sea. And the way of man with a virgin. What a word. This is the way of an adulterous woman. She eats and wipes her mouth and says, I have done no wicked. For three things, the earth is perturbed. Yes, for four, it cannot bear up. For a servant when he reigns, a fool when he's filled with food, and a hateful woman when she is married, and a maidservant who succeeds her mistress. There's some words there. And let's go back and see life lessons for Psalms and Proverbs. And the psalm we have is our title psalm, and this is a life example. And it says this, and it says, Dr. Stanley gives a few things, but this is what stands out. It says, as Christians, we are called to wait on God until he acts on our behalf. In order to resist the urge to give up, we must not focus on our circumstances. Rather, we must focus on the power of God who protects us. Speaking about Moses, Hebrews 11 and 27 says, he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Moses consistently looked for God and his will, standing on the shore of the Red Sea, which the Egyptians prepared an attack. Moses clung to God's promise of protection and called out, do not be afraid, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. God parted the sea and the Israelites escaped what seemed to be an impossible situation. Moses triumphed over many dangerous and difficult situations because he was committed to doing God's work and was focused on God. Psalms 147, 12 through 15 tells us, praise the Lord, O Jerusalem. He has strengthened the bars of your gates. He has blessed your children within you. He makes peace in your borders and fills you with the finest wheat. He sends out his command to the earth. His word runs very swiftly. God strengthens us, protects us, and provides whatever we need to serve him. No matter how dire the situation may appear or how vulnerable we feel, too often believers are distracted by their circumstances. Come on now. He's preaching to all of us. When the Lord's will calls us to step out in faith, we sometimes falter. But a genuine commitment to God with no exceptions means nothing can induce us to give up. Our unchanging Lord never deserts his children. He encourages us to cast our cares on him. Hebrews 13, 5 through 8. 1 Peter 5-7. And to remember that although we may not see him, he is continually working out his will. 2 Corinthians 4:16-18. Even now he is answering you. Even now he is sending out his command, and his word is running very swiftly on your behalf. Therefore, remember his power and faithfulness whenever you are tempted to quit. Put your faith in him, cling to his promises, and commit to his way. Never give up. Hallelujah. Never give up, and never give up on God, for he will never give up on you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, for this mighty word this morning. And as we get into Revelation chapter 14, understand, you know, I've been hearing so many people talking about the vaccine and how it is the mark of the beast. Understand, God has already given us a blueprint as to when, where, and how the mark will be given. And there's a whole lot that has to go through and has to go on before the mark of the beast comes about. And we just read it on, I believe it was today. I'm about to read it, actually. And I'm so sorry. I think I said Revelation chapter 14. We're starting in Revelation chapter 13 today, because God gave it on my heart that we have so many people that are given wrong information. And, you know, even though the 14th is our chapter for today, we're going to go back to Thursday's word, which is Revelation 13. And we're going to go from 13 all the way through to our word for today, because God put it in my heart, because I was listening to someone and they were saying, well, you know, I haven't got the vaccine because it's the mark of the beast. And I said, where did that come from? And I'm going to read what God's word says. These are the things. Understand, God's word is true, every part of it. And God gives us a blueprint. All we have to do is study and meditate and read the word of God, and everything will fall into place and give us understanding and clarity. And this is what the word of God tells us. These are the things that's got to happen before that mark is coming. And it's not going to be a shot. You will definitely know. And in my heart, I just feel that they're going to start barcoding, folks. And it will be on your right hand and on your forehead. And until that happens, don't be afraid. Don't walk in fear. Walk in faith, knowing that God sent you a boat. And I know there are those that are going to get mad and say, Minister Bridget is talking a whole bunch. I'm not talking politics. I'm talking health. I'm talking understanding of the word of God. What does thus say the Lord? All that political nonsense and all the misinformation and all that stuff out there, that is not my problem. That is not my situation. My situation and what I have been assigned to do is to read God's word and let his people understand and know that his word is true. Don't worry about what this news station is saying or this doctor is saying. What does God's word say? What does his word say as far as about the mark of the beast? You can't listen to what everybody's telling you. Go to the word in everything. Go to the word and you will find an answer. All you have to say is, Lord, show me. And he will. And he has. And he has spoken to us in his word today, that we got to praise the Lord and we got to have faith that God is going to watch over us. We got to believe, yes, that God's got us covered from the crowns of our head to the soles of our feet. And we got to praise the Lord and not give up on him or give up, period. And this is what the word of God says. And these are the things that must happen way before this mark is coming. And I can guarantee you, you will know. And it says this, then I stood on the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rising up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and on his horns 10 crowns, and on his head a blasphemous name. Now the beast which I saw was like a leopard. His feet were like the feet of a bear, and his mouth like the mouth of a lion. The dragon gave him his power, his throne, and great authority. And I saw one of his heads as if it had been mortally wounded, and his deadly wound was healed. And all the world marveled and followed the beast. So they worshiped the dragon who gave authority to the beast. And they worshiped the beast, saying, who is like the beast? Who is able to make war with him? And he was given a mouth, speaking great things and blasphemous. And he was given authority to continue for 42 months. Then he opened his mouth in blaspheming against God, to blaspheme his name, his tabernacle, and those who dwell in heaven. It was granted to him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And authority was given him over every tribe, tongue, and nation. All who dwell on the earth will worship him. Those whose names have not been written in the book of life of the Lamb, slain from the foundation of the world. If anyone has an ear, let him hear. He who leads into captivity shall go into captivity. Kills with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and the faith of saints, of the saints. Then I saw another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had 2 horns like a lamb and spoke like a dragon. And he exercised all the authority of the first beast in his presence and causes the earth and those who dwell in it to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed. He performs great signs so that he even makes fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. And he deceives those who dwell on the earth by those signs which he was granted to do in the sight of the beast, telling those who dwell on the earth to make an image to the beast who was wounded by the sword and lived. He was granted power to give breath to the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast to be killed. He causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand and on their foreheads, and that no one may buy or sell except one who has the mark or the name of the beast or the name of or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. His number is 666. That is the word of the Lord. What does it say? He was granted power to give breath to the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast to be killed. He causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their what? Right hand and on their foreheads. That is the word of God. Not my word, but God's word. So don't walk in fear. Walk in faith, knowing that God is in charge and that it is his will, not ours. When God sends you the boat, you better take a minute and get in it, because God is sending boats right now, and it's up to us to get in the boat. And if you choose not to, that is your choice. But don't be blaming stuff on God and saying that God's time is your time. God's time is not our time. It's God's time. And God has given you a blueprint of what will happen and has to happen way before they start requiring folks to get something on their right hand or on their forehead to buy or to sell. Come on now. Speak it and trust it. And know we're going to stand on the word of God. And God's word is not all the foolishness that's out there on the airwaves. and in the news. Trust God. Praise the Lord and never give up on him. Come on now. God, I thank you this morning for giving us understanding and clarity in your word. Revelations 14, 1 through 20. Then I looked and behold a lamb standing on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000 having his father's name written on their foreheads. And I heard a voice from heaven like the voice of many waters, like the voice of loud thunder. And I heard the sound of harpists playing their harps. They sang as it were a new song before the throne, before four living creatures and the elders, and no one could learn that song except the 144,000 who were redeemed from the earth. These are the ones who were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are the ones who follow the Lamb wherever he goes. These were redeemed from among men, being first fruits to God and to the Lamb. And to their mouth was found no deceit, for they are without fault before the throne of God. Then I saw another angel flying in the midst of heaven, having everlasting gospel to preach to those who dwell on the earth, to every nation, tribe, tongue, and people, saying with a loud voice, fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment has come, and worship him who made heaven and earth, the sea and springs of water. And another angel followed, saying, Babylon is fallen, that great city, because she has made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. Then a third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, if anyone worships the beast and his image and receives his mark on his forehead or on his hand, he himself shall also drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out full strength into the cup of his indignation. He shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment ascends forever and ever, and they have no rest day or night, who worship the beast and his image, and whoever receives the mark of his name. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are those who keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. Then I heard a voice from heaven saying to me, write, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labor and their works follow them. Then I looked and behold a white cloud. On the cloud sat one like the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown and in his hand a sharp sickle. And another angel came out of the temple crying with a loud voice to him who sat on the cloud, thus, trust in your sickle and reap, for the time has come for you to reap, for the harvest of the earth is ripe. So he who sat on the cloud thrust in his sickle on the earth. Earth was reaped. Then another angel came out of the temple, which is in heaven, he also having a sharp sickle. And another angel came out from the altar who had power over fire, and he cried with a loud voice to him who had the sharp sickle, saying, trust in your sharp sickle and gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, for our grapes are fully ripe. So the angel thrust his sickle into the earth and gathered the vine of the earth and threw it into the great winepress of the wrath of God. And the winepress was trampled outside the city, and blood came out of the winepress up to the horse's bridle for 1,600 furlongs. Ooh, that's a lot. Keep it going. Whew. Revelation chapter 15. Then I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels having the seven last plagues, for in them the wrath of God is complete. And I saw something like a sea of glass mingled with fire, and those who have the victory over the beast, over his image, over his mark, over the number of his name, standing on the sea of glass, having harps of God. They sing and song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, great and marvelous are your works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are your ways, O King of who shall not fear you, O Lord, and glorify your name. For you alone are holy, for all nations shall come and worship before you, for your judgments have been manifested. After these things I looked, and behold, the temple of the tabernacle of the testimony in heaven was opened, and out of the temple came the seven angels, having the seven plagues, clothed in pure bright linen, and having their chests girded with golden bands. Then one of the four living creatures gave to the seven angels seven golden bowls full of the wrath of God, who lives forever and ever. The temple was filled with smoke from the glory of God and from his power, and no one was able to enter the temple till the seven plagues of the seven angels were completed. Revelation chapter 16. Then I heard a loud voice from the temple saying to the seven angels, go and pour out the bowls of the wrath of God on the earth. So the first went and poured out his bowl upon the earth, and a foul and loathsome sore came upon the men who had the mark of the beast and those who worshipped his image. Then the second angel poured out his bowl on the sea, and it became blood as of a dead man, and every living creature in the sea died. Then the third angel poured out his bowl on the rivers and springs of water, and they became blood. And I heard the angel of the waters saying, you are righteous, O Lord, the one who is and who was and who is to be, because you have judged these things. For they have shed the blood of saints and prophets, and you have given them blood to drink, for it is their just due. And I heard another from the altar saying, even so, Lord God Almighty, true and righteous are your judgments. Then the fourth angel poured out his bowl on the sun. Power was given to him to scorch men with fire. And men were scorched with great heat, and they blasphemed the name of God who has power over these plagues, and they did not repent and give him glory. Then the fifth angel poured out his bowl on the throne of the beast, and his kingdom became full of darkness, and they gnawed their tongues because of the pain. They blasphemed the God of heaven because of their pains and their sores, and did not repent of their deeds. Then the sixth angel poured out his bowl on the great river Euphrates, and his water was dried up so that the way of the kings from the east might be prepared. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs coming out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast, out of the mouth of the false prophet. For they are spirits of demons performing signs which go out to the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of the great day of God Almighty. Behold, I am coming as a thief. Blessed is he who watches and keeps his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. And they gather them together to the place called in Hebrew Armageddon. Then the seventh angel poured out his bowl into the air, and a loud voice came out of the temple of heaven from the throne saying, it is done. And there were noises and thunderings and lightnings, and there was a great earthquake, such a mighty and great earthquake as had not occurred since men were on the earth. Now the great city was divided into three parts, and the cities of the nations fell, and great Babylon was remembered before God to give her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath. Then every island fled away, and the mountains were not found, and great hail from heaven fell upon men, each hailstone about the weight of a talent. Men blasphemed God because of the plague of the hail. that that plague was exceedingly great. We better understand. God does not play, and he does not lie. And when you go to the Word, you go to the Word of God. Everybody will tell you whatever they think you want to hear. But what you need to hear is what does thus say the Lord God. What does God say? What does his Word say? And when we read and study his Word, everything else will fall into place. Now, these are some life lessons from Dr. Stanley for chapters 13 through 16 of Revelations. Revelations 13 and 2, the dragon gave him his power and great authority. The Antichrist, the beast, the man of sin, the son of perdition, whatever we call this coming figure, he will get his power and authority directly from the devil. That means he will be cunning as well as evil. And the spirit of Antichrist is already here. It's already here. And all we got to do is understand and study his word. Revelation 13 and 5, he was given a mouth speaking great things and blasphemous. He was given authority to continue for 42 months. No horror of history will compare with the Antichrist's reign of terror. But the God of heaven will strictly control even the length of his rule. God remains sovereign even when it appears he doesn't. Understand, we got to be vigilant. We got to watch as well as pray. Revelation chapter 14 and 7, fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment has come. Modern believers do not often connect divine judgment with glory, but the Bible does. Exodus 14 and 4, 17 and 18, Ezekiel 28, 22, 39, 21, John 8 and 5, God reveals his majesty not only in loving acts of mercy, but also in holy acts of vengeance. Don't mess with God. The smoke of their torment ascended forever and ever, and they have no rest day or night. Hell is a place of eternal suffering and restlessness because its doomed souls are forever separated from God, the only one who could have made them whole. There is no peace for the wicked, says the Lord. Isaiah 48, 22. You've heard that before. There is no peace for the wicked. And that's one of them arsenal words. And you know, you hear it, it's like that's one of them things. When you're focused on, oh, I just can't sleep, I can't this, There's no peace for the wicked, says the Lord, Isaiah 48 and 22. That's something to put in your arsenal when you hear folks saying stuff. And you know in your mind, okay, God, give me remembrance of your word. And don't get caught up in the okey-doke and the lies that folks want to tell you, because we follow after every prophet out there, and there's a bunch right now. But the Lord is already, again, everything is in the Word. In the end days, there will be many false prophets and teachers. We got to study the Word of God. You can't listen to everybody. You can't let everybody get in your ears and tell you this and that. And then you want to listen to the folks and tell you what you want to hear, not what thus says the Lord. We got to go to the Word of God, not through the mouths of men. And God's Word says, who shall not fear you, O Lord, and glorify your name? For you alone are holy. And this is what Dr. Stanley says, and I agree with him. One day every knee shall bow to God, and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord. Romans 14, 11, and Philippians 2 and 10. But some will bow willingly and joyfully, while others will bow grudgingly and in dread. But everyone will bow, because he's coming. And that book, those books with your name on it, it's coming. And will your book be written for his glory, or will your book be written for your own? Or for whatever it is that the Antichrist promised you, that you didn't accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Revelation 15 and 8, filled with smoke from the glory of God and from his power, and no one was able to enter the temple. Whenever God unveils his full majesty, his splendor overwhelms the stoutest heart and forces it into worshipful retreat. This happened with Isaiah 6, 4 and 5, and the dedication of Jerusalem temple, 1 Kings 8 and 10 and 11. And I just got to read this word one more time in Revelation 15. And I want to start at verse number 3. And it says this, they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, the song of the Lamb, saying, great and marvelous are your works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are your ways, O King of the saints. Who shall not fear you, O Lord, and glorify your name? For you alone are holy, for all nations shall come and worship before you, for your judgments have been manifested. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And yes, I get filled up when I think about God and all that he is going to do and all that he has done. We've got to read and study his word. It is critical. It is critical that we start to study to show ourselves approved. You got to read the word of God. If you can't read it, listen to it. Tell a friend, call a neighbor. It's so important. Our days are numbered. We got to know the word of God. And Revelation 16 and 11, they blasphemed the God of heaven because of their pain and their sores and did not repent of their deeds. It is curious the fact that the more ungodly a culture becomes, the more spiritual it considers itself, and the more likely its members will say things like, I can't believe in a God who would allow such suffering. And we hear these words all the time from different people. All you got to do is listen to the wind. God is speaking to us. He's speaking in our dreams. He's speaking to us. You hear this stuff said on television. You hear this stuff said by those that are supposed to be. I can't believe in a God who would allow such suffering. Excuse me. But you'd rather believe in a devil who tells you whatever you want to hear. Come on now. Tell you the truth. You ready to boo them? Come on. Hypocrite. Revelation 16 and 50. Blessed is he who watches and keeps his garments, lest he walk naked and see his shame. We must remain ready for Christ's return. Whenever he comes back, we are to keep at whatever task he gives us so that we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. 1 John 2 and 28. Understand as we wrap it up this morning that the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. Blessed be the name of the Most High God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And don't give up on God, because God will never on you. He will never give up on you. That is all I have this morning. I am so thankful and grateful for those that listened in today, because it is a powerful word that God has put in our hearts, in our minds, and in our spirit. Don't fall for what everybody's saying. If you don't know, go to the word. If you can't understand, call somebody who does. Understand the word of God, because God is giving us a blueprint. God is giving us instructions, and all we have to do is read the book to get the instructions and to get the blueprint, because it is, you don't want to be here when the earth is scorched. You don't want to be here when the boils come, when the locusts come, when the frogs come. You don't want to be here when the Antichrist takes full power. You don't want to be here. And we all wonder why all of a sudden it seems like every time you open the newspaper, somebody you know has died. Every time you go on the internet, somebody you know has died. Or you're talking to an old friend, and they say, oh, well, you know, mom passed, you know, 2 years ago. Or mom just passed, and I was calling to let you know. Or dad just passed. We better understand that God is calling his children home. He's calling his children. Don't we rejoice because God has called them home. Because we know the word tells us, absent from this heavenly, this earthly vessel, this body, is in the presence of God. So know that if you are bereaved, if you have a loved one that's gone on, thank God. But they won't be here during this tribulation. They won't be here during this time. They will already be in the bosom of Abraham, like Lazarus, with that deep divide from those that are already in the pit, like the rich man, looking up, wanting a drink of water. We don't want to be like the rich heaven, like a camel through the eye of a needle. You want to be humble and gracious and meek and mild and loving of God and believing of his word. Stand on the word of God, because God's word is true. That's all I have this morning, family, except for a couple of words from our sister in Christ, Sister Carolyn, who is totally enjoying her vacation and enjoying her new grandbaby girl, who is, can I just say it, as a kind of partial TT, as they say, she is the cutest thing you've ever seen. And I call her Angel Baby because she was born of some circumstances. She was a premature baby, but she is so beautiful. And I am just so proud to say, call her my niece. And wow, Angel Baby is getting big and beautiful, and she is wonderful. And we are blessed to have her in our extended family. So thanking God for our sister in Christ, Sister Carolyn, and the word that God gave her this weekend. And just thanking God for all of you, because God is good and greatly to be praised. And for Friday, it was just this Christmas Eve blessing. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Hallelujah. That Luke word. And she said, have a blessed day. And then for yesterday, just a Merry Christmas word. Merry Christmas. Good morning, Jesus, is the reason for the season. And I have not received a word for today. Like I said, she is on vacation, enjoying her time with her little angel baby, grandbaby, who we know is cute as a button. Hallelujah. This day, I know I sound all proud and giddy, but she is so cute. I just am grateful. And I was able myself to spend time with my family on yesterday. And I'm getting all teary-eyed, y'all. But I got a gift from my children. And it was beautiful. And it was all my favorite scriptures with pictures of my family. And I'm grateful for my children. I'm grateful for my grandchildren. I'm grateful for God who gave me all of them. And I thank God for each and every one of you. And I ask to bless you and to let his light shine upon you and give you grace, give you everything you need. And I ask you all to please continue to lift Mother Bowie in your prayers. As she is going through some health issues, we are trusting God that he will bless her, that he will heal her, and that his will always be done, because we trust God and we will never give up. We will praise you from the highest mountain, oh God. Thanks be to God who causes us to triumph in his name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your healing power. Thank you, Lord, for your grace. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Thank you, Lord, for your kindness. Thank you, Lord, for answering prayers. Thank you, Lord, for just pouring on us, all of you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for powerful mothers and women of God. Thank you, Lord, for the aunties, the TTs, the grandmamas, the mamas, the Medeas, and all those that pour into their youngsters and into their families. Father God, we thank you again for this day that you have made, and we rejoice and are glad in it. In the name of Christ Jesus, may the Lord watch between me and thee while we are absent one from each other. In Jesus' name, I pray over you and yours. Have a blessed and glorious day in the Most High God, who is the source of our strength and the strength of our life. In his name we pray, believing and trusting and knowing that all things are working for our good because we trust in the Lord our God. But we know we will praise him and never give up, because God will never give up on us. Have a blessed and glorious day, family. Keep trusting God. And as always, find a Bible-believing, Bible-teaching church. Don't fall for the okey-doke. And if that pastor does not open the Word of God and does not preach the Word in the context that you know it in, you need to get up and walk out, because there is context in the Word of God. God has given it to us, and he's given to us plain. And he's given us words like New Testament. He's given us words like Old Testament. He's given us New King James. So for those that can't understand King James, get you a New King James version of the Bible so God can make it plain and clear for you. There's a lot of Bibles out there, but I'm a firm believer that King James and New King James are those standards that you should have in your biblical arsenal, and get you a Greek and Hebrew Bible that's been translated. Because I'm going to tell you something, sometimes it's a little different when you get the Greek and you get the Hebrew and go through those translations and what you see in some of these other Bibles out there. So understand, we need to always have a huge Bible, biblical arsenal. Don't just settle for one Bible. Get you many. And study and read. And let me tell you, there are those out there that you're like, this is not the Word of God. Be careful of what Bibles you get, because there are some Bibles, just like there are some false prophets, there are some false Bibles out there that have taken the Word of God and twisted it. And when you read it and compare it to King James, New King James, it's totally different. So you need to make sure that, and NIV is also a great Bible to have. But I tell you, read and compare. Read and compare. Read and compare. And don't fall for just anything and anybody telling you what the Word of God says. Read the Word yourself. I listen to the Word being read. And thank God that you have ears to hear and eyes to see. Thank you so much, family. This pastor is getting off because I got to get ready for church, and I want to go to Sunday school, and I got to pick up grandchildren. So I thank you all. Praise God for you. Have a blessed and wonderful day after Christmas, because we all remember and must remember that Jesus is the reason for the season, and there was no Christmas without Christ. I thank you all. Be blessed. It's a wrap.